Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
That's one of my biggest frustrations with the internet is that you can't make money with it.
First thing you got to do is you got to be about 5'5", have a really big attitude, and be willing to have your chest written on, pimp yourself out for dollars.
No, I'm screwed.
I think if you can pull that off, then there's big bucks to be made.
Pull off what, the chest or the shirt for the chest?
Well, you can't have hair. See, that's my problem.
Oh,
I couldn't do that. You couldn't write on me because you couldn't read it.
So is Google AdSense still the king as far as monetization goes?
Google is the king of passive income, I believe, right now. There's other ways to do it. I mean, I'm doing great with ebooks. I'm doing great with other online advertising, doing great with affiliate programs and live events. But as far as being able to just walk away and go on vacation and not have to lift a finger, once you've got the AdSense machine cooking, it just keeps cooking.
Well, that's a good thing.
Now, it is. Did you read about eBay's thing?
Yeah, I heard about that. What's going on? They got some kind of auction type of AdSense?
It's called Ad Context. Right. And they're going to be entering beta by invite only next week. And you have to be an eBay associate, which you do through
Naturally.
Commission Junction.
Yeah, yeah.
And there'll be some sort of links that you pick up there that will then deliver contextual auctions to your site based on whatever your site's about. And you don't get paid for the click, though. You get paid for the sale.
Naturally. That's the way eBay's kind of always done it.
Sure. And so, people go, they click, they bid, they buy, and then you get a commission. And I think they're talking somewhere between 30 and 50% on whatever their fees are.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So it's got potential. I mean, before I jump the gun and say it's gold or it stinks, it needs to be tested. And, the first thing that I wonder is, are you going to be able to do it with AdSense? And I'm thinking no. So it's going to need to be run on some different pages to see which one's going to outperform.
What happened to Chitika?
Chitika?
Yeah, they were, they were hot for about a month. And
did you ever talk to Venkat, the CEO over there?
Yeah, we did a brief interview with him. Unfortunately, the phone line was just screwed up that night, and all we got was money. Make it. That was it.
Well, most people, they say, what's this Chitika stuff? And I confirmed with Venkat, yes, it is Chitika. The name is Chitika. And you know what they did? They messed up. They were promising these big payouts, and they were showing their reports to the affiliates that would log in that they're making all this money. And then they said, well, this is unaudited. Well, they audited it, and usually you'd get about 50% of what they said you were earning. And they said, well, this is all click fraud. It's not a good idea to show people that they're making this crazy money and then to give them a check for half that and sometimes less than half that. I heard some people saying they were getting like 20% of what Chitika said they were going to offer. I think they've got a great idea conceptually of delivering, product-based links.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, that's what eBay is going to be doing now, is you're going to get product-based links. I don't know if we're going to see photos or not to go with those, but... Mm. Chitika was on the cutting edge of it, but what usually happens to the cutting edge?
It gets cut?
Yeah, they get cut. I mean, the Sprinks was before AdSense.
The what?
Sprinks.
Okay,
Sprinks was
I'm...
doing the contextual ads at about.com.
Mm.
And you see, you're saying, what's a Sprink?
Yeah, I have no idea.
They were the first ones out there that I know of, but then Google came along and they perfected the program, and now they own it, and even Yahoo's having a hard time getting their foot in the door.
I saw a great Yahoo targeting, wasn't great for them, but it was a great illustration on how untargeted they were. Jeremy Wright was illustrating how the next version of Office is not one thing and it is another thing. And as I was going down and looking at the contextual ads, which I look at on just about every site, it said something about dating fat women. And it just seemed kind of odd to see that on a page about Microsoft Office. So I don't know if Yahoo thinks that Microsoft Office is for fat women, and not to offend any fat women in the audience, or not to offend any Microsoft Office users in the audience.
Or perhaps that ad was just paying well, and the site owner said it to that. that because, you know, as you know, you can go in and set it to whatever category you want.
Wait a minute.
It doesn't matter what your site is, you set it to travel.
That makes no sense. Okay, now, I understand that if you have a travel site, you can set it to travel, yada, 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 but hasn't Google kind of rewritten the rules? I mean, why would Yahoo even be trying with this stuff?
Well, because they've already got Overture, and there's a lot of big money coming in through Overture already, and since they've bought that, they've got to find a way to continue monetizing that.
Sure, but at least they could monetize it better than they're monetizing it now.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll fix it. I would like to see them perfect it, because you know what's coming next, don't you?
Blue?
Get that crystal ball out there. Look deep into the Perillo crystal ball, and the 1,000-pound gorilla is lurking behind the 800-pound gorilla. And Bill sees $6 billion in ad revenue for ads set for Google last year.
Oh, naturally.
And he wants a piece of that, and he's going to go full out. Now, you know, right now their MSN Ad Center, I've heard, is kind of lame, but that's fine. Everything they do is lame when they start.
Sure.
And look what they did with the Xbox. So is it possible that they could provide a real challenge to Google AdSense and provide a service that's compelling enough for top publishers such as yourself to leave Google and migrate to Microsoft?
Hey, you know, it's all about the money.
Anything's possible. Anything is possible, and I think they're going to go all out on it. I think they're going to pass by Yahoo quickly once they do come out with the service. Yahoo's going to be playing catch-up, and you're going to have the big three duking it out. You're going to have eBay with their contextual ad service, and I've got to believe that Amazon's going to be coming out with one of their own.
In theory. One of the issues I have with all these contextual ad revenue engines is that...
Oh, you're changing the subject again. Okay, go ahead.
I'm not changing the subject again. I'm trying to get back onto the subject.
That's right.
Contextual ad revenues and whatnot. Big problem that I have is that they only want you to run their product or program on the page.
Right.
And that's it.
Right.
And
well, isn't that for now, though? And not only that, but, you know, as much as we love Google, Google's been very good to us, they don't tell us what percentage they're paying us.
Yep.
And I think that eventually they're going to have to show their hand there as well as the other services come out. Because I think when Microsoft comes out, they're going to say, we are going to pay you X percent. And then people are going to see that revenue come in, and they'll probably overpay just like Yahoo did in order to woo people away. And eventually they'll be able to drop it back down. But I think when they come out and say, here's what percentage is, people are going to be writing Google like crazy saying, okay, how much are you guys paying us? And eventually they're going to have to speak up or they're going to lose publishers.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It seems like we're on that cusp of figuring out how to monetize our traffic more effectively. And the more things that get thrown at us, I think the more difficult it's going to be. I don't think it's going to get easier.
I don't know. I'm of the mindset that in the free marketplace, a rising tide lifts all boats. I think it's going to get better and better. More people are coming online. You know, how many people
Okay, Joel, that's my issue, is that more people are coming online. And as these more people come online, more services come online, and then you end up with the sea of junk and noise. And that's the exact reason why a lot of affiliate programs just only work for the person who owns the affiliate program.
Well, you know, ultimately, I think the answer is in local. I think that's what it's going to take in order for sites to really succeed, is to be able to target their local market. Now, I'm not talking about sites like yourself where it doesn't matter where people are from, but as business is, the average Joe figures out there's money online, they're going to be trying to launch their business online, and local businesses are going to be getting on. And I think as they learn how to drive traffic, those targeted ads are going to pay very nicely on targeted sites.
Haven't people already started doing that, though?
They've started. It's just started, though. I mean, this thing is still so much in its infancy, you know, because we've been doing it for 10, 11, 12 years, we're thinking, well, this is old hat. But most people out there, the average Joe, when you say, do you have the internet? They go, well, I got Yahoo. You know, they don't know what you're talking about. They don't know that those ads by Google that appear on sites, they don't even read that it says ads by Google, and they don't know that when they're clicking on them, they're putting money in the pocket of the site publisher. They have no clue what's going on for the most part. But we've got a generation that's growing up where this whole thing is just going to be totally ubiquitous. How's that for a $10 word?
It's certainly interesting when you read stats that more people are, spending their day online rather than in front of the television or even radio, for that matter.
Absolutely. Radio, TV, traditional publishing, they're all seeing, the newspaper. You know, have they woken up yet? Do they realize that they're losing subscribers in droves?
Oh, no, they do. Oh, they do in a big way. I talk to editors, and they tell me, that they're worried about their numbers, and they're having to look to the internet to kind of resurrect what's going on, and then, of course, they get scared because they see blogging.
Right.
Everybody's running scared right now because of all the changes that are happening due to technology.
We are the new media.
Yeah, I guess if you consider it media. I mean, I think it's just being a provider, being there, and knowing how to get your idea from point A to point B effectively.
Well, isn't that usually half the battle, just showing up?
Well, for the most part, but not always. It's not a true democracy. As much as people would want to tell you that, oh, anybody can get online and do this, this, and this, I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of true. But at the same time, well, again, I'll use Amazon's affiliate program as an example. When they first launched, I mean, it was really cool because, you know, affiliate programs are brand new. There were only a handful of publishers on the internet, and small-time publishers could make a good amount of money through them. So, like, when Amazon.com started, if I look back in the history with my account, I think I made, you know, $2,000 and a quarter on Amazon. Now, this is, like, way back when. And then you would just notice the sharp decline to, like, next to nothing.
Right. Well, that happened in 2001, really. I mean, I saw that same thing happen. We were making several thousand dollars a quarter, and then, boom, gone.
But that trend has continued because more and more people, Amazon affiliate programs, any Yahoo, no pun intended, could go and sign up for an affiliate program, put their little link or their affiliate ID inside the link, or you know, work around it so they're using someone else's affiliate ID with ease. And so as more people come online, the pie that everyone says, oh, everybody can do this, 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 and this, that pie is getting that much smaller.
Yeah, but you're also talking about a company that hasn't done squat with their affiliate program in ages. They're not staying with the times. They're not providing new tools for publishers to use.
Well, they're providing web services. So as long as you're a developer or you know a developer, then you could, as long as you've got an idea, you can put it together.
And again, that's something the average Joe, now look at AdSense. Anybody can make money with AdSense.
Yep.
Not necessarily tomorrow or next month, but you know, when people develop content-rich sites. Sites that people actually want to see instead of the garbage, spammy sites that are there just for the purpose of showing ads. When people develop real content, you're a perfect case in point. The reason you're a success is not only because of your glowing personality, but because you continually put out good quality content that people want to bookmark, they want to come back, they want to read again and again. Well, I think there are thousands of niches out there that are not being tapped to their potential, that are just waiting for somebody to step in and create content-rich sites that are going to actually offer solutions to people's problems, give them what they're looking for, that can be monetized with AdSense over the long term.
Hmm.
I'm totally convinced of that.
Interesting.
And I don't think it's a zero-sum game. I mean, again, last year they were looking at $6 billion in ad revenue. Hello. And that's increasing. I don't know if you saw the report, first quarter ad revenue online for this year was up 38% over first quarter last year and up 6% over the fourth quarter of last year, holiday season.
How come I'm not seeing any of that?
I don't know, Chris. What are you doing wrong?
That's my question.
You need to be publishing more top-notch stuff, dude. More pages. Build. Are you really not seeing an upturn in your revenue?
Not really.
Is it stable?
Not really.
It's falling.
Yeah.
Your stock is falling.
So, hypothetically speaking, what am I doing wrong?
Is your traffic falling?
Yeah.
Well, that's part of it then right there. I mean, it's directly related to your traffic.
Okay, so you just need to build more. That's the secret. And that's the problem that most people can't get. They can't get more traffic.
Right. And I think that comes, you know, are you using a lot of RSS feeds?
Oh, sure.
You know?
I am. Everything that I'm pitching to you is like the average person, they're not... What are they going to see? How are they going to be able to do it?
Content. It's all content. It's all content creation. In fact, I'm even outsourcing more and more content these days because I see the long-term play that's involved here. You know, I look at the sites out there that are large sites with lots of content on them. I see where their Alexa rankings are. I can see how many sites are linking to them. And I see AdSense on it. I can put two and two together. I realize these are the people that are making a lot of money with it. Okay, so it might take you a year to build it up to get that type of content. But when you're talking about generating that kind of passive income, that's nothing. That period of time is nothing, considering most people work their whole lives, you know, for a watch.
So you're saying there's no watch for me since I'm...
You can buy the watch Actually, I got a pretty cool one. I bought a fossil watch recently.
I heard about those, yeah.
It's asteroids. Have you seen that?
No.
It's a really big, chunky watch, and it's got a display of the video game Asteroids going on in the background on the watch.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is what you can do when you're successful with contextual ads.
This is the video game generation, my friend.
Right. Makes sense to me. So to speak.
And there is hope for you.
What do you mean? I mean, you as in a general you? Or?
If for you, Chris Perillo,
no.
the turnaround, the ad revenue comeback is coming. And, you know, for you, it might mean testing one of these new services to see if one of them pays better for the same amount of page views that you're getting.
Hmm.
But, you know, there's this ebb and flow to traffic and to page rank, you know, into the search results. I Googled my name a few weeks ago before I did some press releases, and I came up with about 120,000 results with my name in quotes. I sent out a couple press releases for a couple things I'm doing using PR Web and hyperlinking my name in there, and now I type it in. Today there's 193,000, and traffic to my blog is up significantly.
Hmm.
Do you do that? Do you use press releases?
No.
Missing out. That is the lowest cost, most effective way to get incoming links to your site.
Wait a minute. How?
A PR Web. You can do free press releases.
Sure.
And then you do the donations. Well, at the $80 level, you're going to get syndicated to all the search engines, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But at the $200 level, you can embed hyperlink text to whatever website you want.
Okay.
And then those get syndicated and distributed, and now you've got that many more incoming links for your site.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's one of the little used tricks out there, and now, of course, everybody will know and do it. But you definitely need to be putting out newsworthy press releases on a regular basis. Cough up the $200, actually $210, because everybody who's going for the $200 stops at the $200 level. Put in the extra $10, and then you'll come up above them on the PR Web main page.
Hmm, that's funny.
So how do you avoid the duplicate content issue with that?
Well, it's not my duplicate content. I mean, it's on the sites that are running it.
But, yeah, but if Google rejects it, then the links don't count, right?
They, for whatever reason, the press releases are working. And, you know, I think because they're news sites, I think when people go to the article sites and they all grab the same articles and then they put them up, Google's specifically watching for that stuff. But for some reason, news-related sites seem to skirt that issue somehow. I'm not exactly sure what they've got figured into the secret sauce to make that happen. But all I can tell you is a few weeks ago, I got X amount of results, and now, after a couple of press releases, it's gone way up.
So give us an example. Let's say Chris wanted to send out a press release. What would make a good press release for a tech-related site, just as a for instance?
Well, you know, what you want to do is people aren't so much interested, editors aren't so much interested in new site has launched, because, you know, that never happens. What they're interested in is you creating the news story for them. For example, for my shopping site, dealofday.com, the last 2 years I've submitted the same press release because it's worked so well. And what I've done is provided a story for them. Deal of Day, Joel Kalma, owner of dealofday.com, provides these 12 tips for online holiday shopping. And then I go ahead and I give 12 tips for people who are trying to make purchases online, and then at the end it talks about courtesy of dealofday.com. But what I'm doing is I'm not really announcing something. I'm really giving them a story, something that's ready-made, because they're lazy. You know, even writers and editors, they don't want to write all the time. They're looking for the new story and go, ah, look at this. This guy's given me ready-made content, and so I'm going to use this, and I'll reference his site and put a paragraph at the front and the back, and boom, I got a story. So one of the keys to a good press release, I believe, is providing a ready-made story for these lazy editors who don't really want to work.
Well, aren't we all just lazy publishers who don't really want to work?
Yeah, for the most part. But, you know, we got to do a little bit if we want to promote our site to get it out there. And then within the context of that press release, if you do the $200 level donation, you go ahead and you hyperlink a couple of your sites. So I might link coupon codes back to dealofday.com. I might link online shopping back to dealofday.com. And so now, you know, when people type in coupon codes, I'm more likely to come up in those earlier results because I've got all these incoming links to my site that says coupon codes.
Hmm.
It's a great. It's not even a trick. It's a totally legitimate way of getting the word out there. It's not sneaky. They're right up front with what they're doing, and it's worth the $200.
Yeah, fair enough.
So more news, no more news.
Right, right. Because I'm
so you should do a test with your geek weight loss tips to see what happens.
Just send them all out.
Yeah, just to see what happens.
Are you fat? And then just give them the tips.
Yeah.
Stop. You know, stop eating. You know, that's.
Yes,
get
I
out of the chair. Stop reading. Do something active. Christ, you disgust me.
Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live with Bob Newhart on it? And you know, they did the opening skit, and he was doing the shrink thing, and the lady sits down on the couch and says, "Okay, I'm going to give you, you know, a minute to tell me what's wrong, and then I'm going to give you the answer." And she says, "Well, you know, I'm depressed and I'm overweight and my family hates me and blah blah blah." And he says, "Okay, I'm going to give you your answer now. You ready?" And he goes, "Stop it! Stop it!" And he just gets in her face, says, "Cut it out."
Oh, I think I did catch that one actually. Now that you bring it up.
Stop it, dude. It's that simple. There's the answer.
It's so funny.
Yeah, so
sage advice.
So do a little news release test and write about the test. You can blog about it. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to try PR Web. We're going to embed these keywords. I'm going to pony up the big bucks and then track the results that show up in Google before and after. And, you know, you got to give it a few weeks to take its full impact. Mm-hmm. But it'd be interesting to measure it along the way.
So what would be your next biggest tip for generating more traffic that ultimately translates to more money?
Syndicated articles. I really like what Chris Knight does over at ezinearticles.com. I think he's got the biggest and most reputable article warehouse type site. I don't like any of the others because they don't set. First of all, their editorial standards are in the gutter. It doesn't matter what you submit. And anybody who wants to come to the site and grab as many articles as they want can do it. So if the site's got 11,000 articles, you can scrape them all, put them on your own site, and you know, away you go, and you might make money for a couple weeks, and then Google pushes the button, and you wonder where to go. But with Ezine Articles, he only allows you to take 25 articles for any given domain. So they're not appearing everywhere. But from a publisher side, or the author side, you write articles, and in your biography box, you can put some links back to your site. If you do good stuff, other sites are going to pick up on it, and you're going to get some links coming back to you. So I like that one. That's a real low-cost way to get some more good incoming links.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Chris, did I send you my book yet?
I don't think so. Like
no?
I'd have time to read it.
Well, it sounds like you could learn a thing or two.
Good one.
I will send you one. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but we hit number 3 on Amazon.com.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty damn good.
A couple weeks ago. Number 1 in computers and internet, and number 1 in business investing.
Wow. What's the name of the book?
The AdSense Code,
of course.
With a very fetching cover.
Yeah, but unfortunately the Priory of Sion doesn't allow me to read that. I'm part of a Opus Dei. Got this chain thing around my leg.
I'm part of Magnum Opus.
Right.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.